Day Monday and mainly dry for a number of days as upper-level high pressure is in control of our weather around the southeastern U.S. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey says Alabama's tourism industry grew by $1.2 billion last year. Locally, Montgomery County has also seen a tourism boost. The state tourism director says that much of the increase comes from the National Memorial for Peace and Justice. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders made a stop in the capital city Monday. He visited the National Memorial for Peace and Justice before speaking at a campaign rally. Sanders now heads to Vermont for his next campaign stop. And state troopers are investigating a deadly crash on Interstate 65 north of Greenville. Troopers say a 38-year-old man from Indiana died after hitting a tractor trailer. A passenger was also injured. The driver of the tractor trailer was not hurt. The cause of this crash is under investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
definite tornado outbreak across northeastern Texas and central parts of Oklahoma.
President Trump joining a chorus of Republicans distancing themselves from new state laws banning abortions.
An Alabama National Guard soldier was charged with murdering a police officer. Grady Wilkes was wearing camouflage, body armor, and a helmet when he opened fire on officers responding to a domestic disturbance.
President Trump is directing his former White House counsel, Don McGahn, to defy a congressional subpoena to testify.
Federal judge in Washington ruled the president and his accountants must comply with a House subpoena to turn over financial records.
President Trump tweeting, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. The Iranian foreign minister tweeting back that genocidal taunts won't end Iran.
James Holzhauer, yeah. He just keeps winning on Jeopardy.
A new total for 23 days of $1,780,237.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We're going to get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. And then any caller, and I believe Papa John can actually get in this thing because I think he's had enough. Time has passed to get on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. You can go in and order your Boston butts or your St. Louis ribs and pick them up on Saturday or Sunday or Monday. And their Boston butts are just absolutely spectacular. I mean, they're full whole Boston butts and they are delicious. I had a neighbor that got one, stopped me in the yard and said, that was the best Boston butt he had ever had. And he still has some left over after the game from when he had it out there for the Alabama game. It didn't turn out too good, but the Alabama game. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Papa John.
Papa John, sorry. Papa John, my bad.
My friend, not a big deal. Look, this may be one of your most interesting programs yet, I'm telling you.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I got a three-part question, and let me lay it out for you. Number one, do you think that they will choose the weakest or the most vulnerable person to indict first? If you believe that, who do you think that will be? And after the indictment falls, how long do you think it will be before the individual that is indicted starts trying to make a deal, or the offer begins?
Now, all great questions, and here's the difference of where we are now, and where we were 2 months ago. Durham is on the case. Durham has set up an office outside of the FBI headquarters, which is where Mueller was, and he is far removed from everything, and he is hiring investigators to work on this that are current FBI. U.S. attorney type and investigators from other districts and bringing them in. He is having nothing to do with kind of the centralist institutional DOJ FBI. And so therefore, some of the people that know these folks are already kind of getting information out there. And here's the person I think is going to be a linchpin, Lisa Page. I think she is going to sing like a canary because she realized that, and this is the way it was said to me, that love made her blind and she was doing things that she now knows absolutely should not have been done, and she wants to rectify it. She does not want to go down in history as a bad person.
So she won't claim ignorance. She won't claim that she's not guilty. She'll claim ignorance.
Well, she'll say, I'm going to cooperate with you. Go be lenient on me because I realize I did wrong.
And that's where the deal-making will begin.
And start moving up from there. I tell you, another guy that to keep an eye on is Jim Baker, who is the former attorney for DOJ.
Yeah, I remember him.
I think he has got some problems, and he knows he's got some problems, and his net worth is falling like a rock. And how does he want to spend, what's the net worth of a attorney that's been spending time in jail versus an attorney that can go on a book selling, market out here?
Right, right. Well, buddy, you always do the best, and I appreciate it. If you would, put me back in on the street.
You got it, Papa John, and I apologize for that. Give me your month and day of birth.
9/10.
Okay, let me tell you something, Papa John. They've got strawberries down there, $12 a basket. And you know how big those baskets are. They got peaches.
Oh, yeah.
They got peaches down there. They have got seedless watermelons, $8. They're huge. So I hope you win because it's going to be a great weekend.
I'm sorry. I think I saw a sign. He said he's got Chilton County peaches, too.
It says peaches. It did not say Chilton County peaches, but it said peaches.
Okay, all right.
But it only has a handful of them, and they're probably gone after I've already mentioned it. But I promise you, we're just going to get some more in there.
Okay, great, Dan. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Papa John. Great weekend to be a part of Sweet Creek Farm Market, without a doubt, here. Okay, so let's see. We did number four, correct?
Yes.
So they're in the number five. So now let's move to Brennan. May have perjured himself. This is Maria Bartiromo doing the setup. Listen to this.
Investigating the investigators.
Where have you heard that?
I spoke with former House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy about the dirty dossier in the 2016 email sent by then FBI Director Jim Comey. Watch this. Take me back to an email that Jim Comey wrote to his upper echelon staff. This is also considered classified, but you've seen it. What can you tell us about it?
Well, take a half step back. I mean, people use the word dossier and it has such an official sound to it. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. It's a series of rank hearsay compilations put together by an FBI source who was later defrocked. What we're trying to figure out is whether or not it was used a fifth time in the intelligence assessment. And you got Brennan, Clapper, and Comey. All three who know full well whether or not it was used in the intelligence assessment, but they're giving you different versions.
Right.
So there is information that exists in December of 2016, and I hope anyone who has access to it, Senator Burr, Devin, whoever is open-minded, go look at that. And I think it will help you understand whether or not that dossier,
yeah,
that unverified hearsay, was used for five times or just four times by the United States government.
Four times is bad enough. Five times is really bad. That was the finish of that sentence. We played that yesterday. Okay, so now we're going to get a little deeper. That was Trey Gowdy, and that was Maria Bartiromo doing the setup. Now we're going to get Judge Napolitano talking about that. Did he possibly perjure himself?
Judge Andrew Napolitano was here to walk us through it. Basically, what Trey Gowdy was saying was there was an email which was sent by Jim Comey to his leading upper echelon staff, including Baker and Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe. And in that email, he writes to them, Brennan is insisting the Crown material, being the dossier, be included in the intel assessment, Judge. That's different than what Brennan testified.
Well, you know, there's obviously a
stop it right there. Go back. Go back to the very beginning of that. And she uses a word here. I'm going to tell you to stop it at a particular point.
Judge Andrew Napolitano was here to walk us through it. Basically, what Trey Gowdy was saying was there was an email which was sent by Jim Comey to his leading upper echelon staff, including Baker and Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe. And in that email, he writes to them, Brennan is insisting the Crown material, being the dossier,
Crown material. What do you associate? What country do you associate the word crown with?
Jolly old England.
Jolly old England.
Mm-hmm.
He uses the word crown in the email.
That's interesting. The crown information. Like the
crown
jewels?
Yeah, exactly. So, which, therefore, he knew that the MI6 was involved in this thing. The Crown information. Carry on, my friend, carry on.
Including Baker and Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe. And in that email, he writes to them, Brennan is insisting the Crown material, being the dossier, be included in the intel assessment, Judge. That's different than what Brennan testified.
Well, you know, there's obviously a conflict between what one said in an email, presumed it to be accurate because he's communicating to his staff, and what another said retroactively under oath. So it depends on how aggressive U.S. Attorney Durham in Connecticut, who's the person that the Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, has assigned to examine this. They use the word examine and its form carefully and explain in a minute. It depends how deep he wants to go. Is he just going to write a report of who he thinks behaved improperly and violated the law? Or is he going to use subpoena power and search warrants and grand juries and actually indict people? If he's going to do the former, we're just going to go back to square one, and we will have all this bad stuff about people, but nobody will be prosecuted. If he's going to do the latter, that's what prosecutors do. They don't do investigations to deliver reports. They do investigations to deliver indictments. Yeah. And if they don't have enough evidence to indict, then they leave you alone.
Okay, so you're going to pick up on this, and I think this is a red flag that they did. You're going to pick this up in a little bit. So Brennan in the emails, oh no, listen to what they talk about here.
The reason that this is important is because this is fingering John Brennan. And Brennan has been running around the last 2 years saying that President Trump committed treason. And in fact, if this email is correct, it is basically saying that it was Brennan who said use the dossier in the intel assessment. And the intel assessment, of course, is the assessment that Russia colluded with, that Russia meddled in the U.S. election.
Well, if the
nothing to do with Trump,
right?
It's that Russia meddled.
I haven't seen the email, obviously, but if the email is correct, it directly contradicts what Brennan said under oath.
Exactly.
Which is another thing for the folks in Connecticut to examine, whether or not the former director of the CIA perjured himself in order to make himself look good.
Yeah, and go ahead, Tom.
Judge, you know William Barr, and you've seen his statements on this, and he just did an interview with Bill Hemmer talking about it. He seems like he's going to sort of go back and get to the bottom of this. A lot of those folks who were at the FBI and the Justice Department, they're all gone now. They've left.
Not all of them.
Well, most of them have.
Well, the names we know are gone.
My point is, a lot of people involved.
The bad apples are gone.
Do you think that William Barr is going to proceed with an investigation with subpoenas, with indictments, or do you think this will just be a report that, you know, comes and goes?
I wish I had the confidence that you do and that Maria does, that this will be a serious federal criminal investigation. But I know the way law enforcement likes to protect its own. I know the way the team in Connecticut, when they investigated CIA abuse, whitewash the abuse, and it was there. Dianne Feinstein revealed it on the floor of the Senate. So I don't know where it's going to go. If the New York Times is correct, and this is a report and not a criminal investigation,
New York Times is not the only organization that.
News on 93.1 Demo Show. We'll be back. Talk about that and other things right after this.
Dan Morris Show. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Tire City!
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two 7-2-9-2-2-8, that's where we are.
What you got to say?
Joy, let's go back and pick that back up. Hit the 3B one this time.
The reason that this is important is because this is fingering John Brennan. And Brennan has been running around the last 2 years saying that President Trump committed treason. And in fact, if this email is correct, it is basically saying that it was Brennan who said use the dossier in the intel assessment. And the intel assessment, of course, is the assessment that Russia colluded with, I'm sorry, that Russia meddled in the U.S. election.
Well, if the...
Nothing to do with Trump.
Right.
It's that Russia meddled.
I haven't seen the email, obviously, but if the email is correct, it directly contradicts what Brennan said under oath.
Exactly.
Which is another thing for the folks in Connecticut to examine, whether or not the former director of the CIA perjured himself in order to make himself look good.
Perjured himself in order to make himself look good. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I am really good.
Good. My question.
Sure.
On the news this morning, they're talking about a judge said the president has a turnover his financial records from 2016 on his businesses. How can that be? Isn't that private stuff? That happened before he became president. How can they say he has to turn that over?
Well, that's a great question, and I think that the judge, who is a Obama appointee, who, as I mentioned,
was
appointed in that last wave where they used the nuclear option to that Obama wanted to fill some judgeships in Washington, D.C., this is one of the ones he did. Even though they didn't need him filled because there was not enough stuff going through there to merit it, the belief is that the reason he did this is exactly so he would get an outcome like this and kind of slow things down. So I think it's going to be overturned by another judge.
You think so?
I do.
It should be, in my opinion, and just my opinion. What? Well, yeah, I just, that's not right. That should have been done when he announced he's going to run for president. And they brought up his girlfriend, but they didn't bring that up. Crazy. They're doing everything they can to tear this man down.
They really are, and what they're doing is they're going beyond the bounds of their congressional role, and they're getting into trying to do some harm to the executive branch. And when the legislative branch is putting an undue, and that's the words that are used in the Federalist Papers, an undue burden on the executive branch has more than the right to protest and stop and not abide by that. That's out of the executive, that's out of the Federalist Papers.
All right, sir. And I agree with you. I think something is about to come down. Something's about to happen. And it's going to be blown wide apart, I do believe.
And let me tell you, the first shoe is not going to be the biggest shoe. The first shoe is going to be the oh my God shoe. And and then it's going to get worse from there.
Yes, sir. But hey, can I be put in Sweet Creek?
You know you can, Clint, because you're a good guy. How's your vertigo doing?
Well, sir?
How's your vertigo doing?
Oh, a lot better. I'm good. I'm good.
Can you ride your bike now?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Yes, sir. I rode today. So.
Good for you. Not good day to be out there. Give me your month and day of birth.
6/12.
You know when we're going to do the drawing, don't you?
On Friday, isn't it?
That's it, as always. And yeah. I tell you what, this is going to be a great weekend. Wouldn't those rib steaks really good on a...
I will have some ribs from Sweet Creek this weekend.
No matter what, whether you win, lose, or draw.
It doesn't matter. And by the way, if I do win, if I was happen to win, can I pass it to somebody that has not won?
You could. It's going to be a little hard to kind of get that done on Friday where they can pick it up, but because I know you're a faithful winner, listener, so if you win, I know you'll go.
Oh, yes, sir. And I would like to, you know, I won one time. And,
would you?
You know, that's good enough with me.
Dan and Joey? Kidding.
That wouldn't be right.
That would not be right, would it?
No, sir. That's unethical.
I don't know about unethical, but it's not... It's not doing the right thing.
It will be on your part unethical.
No, it's no ethics that says
all right.
you can give us a gift.
Well, that's true. I would agree with that, sir. All right. Thank you for taking my call, sir, and have a great day.
Clint, you too, my friend. You too. Okay, so we're going to kind of progress, keep on going down the path there. And now Brenda's going to be talking about the issue, no subpoena power, and the false flag for the New York Times. And Justin Politano repeated this false flag, and I think they're dead wrong, and I'll tell you why after this. You hear this cut.
You know William Barr, and you've seen his statements on this, and he just did an interview with Bill Hemmer talking about it. He seems like he's going to sort of go back and get to the bottom of this. A lot of those folks who were at the FBI and the Justice Department, they're all gone now. They've left.
Not all of them.
Well, most of them have.
Well, the names we know are gone.
Do you think that William Barr is going to proceed with an investigation with subpoenas, with indictments, or do you think this will just be a report that, you know, comes and goes?
I wish I had the confidence that you do and that Maria does, that this will be a serious federal criminal investigation. But I know the way law enforcement likes to protect its own. I know the way the team in Connecticut, when they investigated CIA abuse, whitewashed the abuse, and it was there. Dianne Feinstein revealed it on the floor of the Senate. So I don't know where it's going to go. If the New York Times is correct, and this is a report and not a criminal investigation,
New York Times is not the only organization that's reported that. Kimberly Strassel in the Wall Street Journal reported that on Friday, that it's a review, and that right now Durham does not have subpoena power.
So if he does not have subpoena power, he's not going to get to first base. You can only conduct an investigation of this magnitude where the people you're investigating are present and former law enforcement officials who know how the system works. You're not going to get to first base without subpoena power and without a grand jury, because a grand jury indicts.
But can't a review turn into an investigation?
Like, why waste the time with the review? Just do the right thing.
See, I think Strassel's wrong. I think Napolitano's wrong. I think because Barr would not have gotten the bulldog of Durham. You got to remember, this guy has arrested FBI and CIA agents. He's arrested them. You don't get somebody like Durham in for a cakewalk. I think that was a false flag that was thrown out there. The question was to make people feel okay that things are not being looked at in a subpoena type level and wiretaps and things like that? Was it a false flag? Because I can tell you, from everything I've read about Durham, he is a bulldog. You do not get someone of the caliber and capabilities of Durham and say, oh yeah, you just come in and we want to see a report from you. That's not what they pay him for. That's not what he is known for. He's known for getting bad cops. How many times have you heard Trump say, bad cops? Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this. Hollywood Swinger. Hollywood. Hollywood Swinger.
Ah, I remember not too long ago, I went to a theater and I saw the cool in a gang show.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
To sing my songs and then become a bad piano playing man. So here I am in this Hollywood city.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
Our subpoenas are not optional.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler, after former White House counsel Don McGahn skips a hearing this morning for him to testify about the special counsel Mueller report.
McGahn, following a White House directive that relied on an opinion from the DOJ's legal counsel stating that based on longstanding bipartisan and constitutional precedent, the former counsel to the president cannot be forced to give such testimony.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Outside the Supreme Court, one of hundreds of protests around the country today against abortion restrictions passed recently in Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, Ohio, and Mississippi, and that are being considered in other states. Those new state laws are being challenged in court, and their supporters hope the issue ends up back before the Supreme Court for the Roe versus Wade decision legalizing abortion to maybe be overturned or weakened. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Are you ready for the first heat wave of 2019? Ready or not, here it comes. Today, sunshine, not too bad. Low 90s today. Tonight, mainly clear. Overnight, low 66. Tomorrow, a little warmer. 93 tomorrow. 95 Thursday. 96 Friday. Perhaps 97 by Saturday and Sunday. Close to record highs right on through the upcoming weekend. Not much change on Memorial Day Monday. And mainly dry for a number of days as upper-level high pressure is in control of our weather around the southeastern U.S. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank you.
Morris Show.
We talk about it every day. Seems your love don't wanna come my way. I've been wrong so long and played little games.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Can't believe I could ever change. But I will for you. Wow.
So let's continue on with the discussion. Let me talk about the FISA process here. It's important to listen to the pieces of this.
Well, let's not forget that the Congress, the House Oversight Committee, the House Intel Committee, the House Judiciary Committee has done a lot of this work and has had testimony, and some of it's classified already, that they're basically handing over on a silver platter to Bill Barr.
Correct.
And there's more. All of these informants that were going in. Trey Gowdy also talked to me about releasing transcripts related to the investigation from the FISA courts, because we heard from George Papadopoulos on this program where he told us about the informants that came at him.
Right.
Those informant conversations should be transcribed. Watch this. When an FBI agent sends in informants to someone they're looking at, typically those conversations are recorded, right? Those people are wired.
Yeah, I mean, if the Bureau is going to send an informant in, the informant's going to be wired. And if the Bureau is monitoring telephone calls, there's going to be a transcript of that. And some of us have been fortunate enough to know whether or not those transcripts exist, but they haven't been made public. And I think one in particular is going, it has the potential to actually persuade people. Very little on this Russia probe, I'm afraid, is going to persuade people who hate Trump or who love Trump. But there is some information in these transcripts that I think has the potential to be a game changer.
That whenever there's a wire, there is a transcript. The question is, does the transcript see the light of day? What I think he also is concerned about is why this wasn't presented to the FISA court. And I've been saying this for a long time. Tom and I have talked about this on Brett Baer's show. FISA has corrupted FBI agents, soft form of corruption. If you go to a regular judge, as I was, and make an application for a search warrant, present probable cause of crime, and you get the search warrant, and you find evidence of crime, and you prosecute the person, the application you made to the federal judge is revealed to defense counsel, and they can cross-examine the FBI agent. Why didn't you tell this to the judge? Why didn't you tell that to the judge? When you go to a FISA judge and make an application for a search warrant with its lower standard, not probable cause of crime, but probable cause of speaking to a foreign person, call a hotel in Milan to make a reservation, you qualify for a search warrant under FISA. That information is never shown to defense counsel, and the FBI knows that. So we may, for the first time in history, in the 41-year history of FISA, see how it works and see how one-sided it is, because this court issues 99.97% of all requested search warrants. There isn't a court in the country that does that.
That's going to be big if we do see that. And I think that's going to be the linchpin, because what he just said is that they will never ask. FISA will never ask. They're depending upon the good people from the FBI and DOJ to do it right and present it factually. And that's where the sticking point is in this. The Democrats have started this new talking point of saying that the FISA judges appointed by John Roberts approved this. Well, they approved it because of what they were being told, not because they thought that the information was accurate. It's because of what they were being told that it was accurate, because it says verified on there. So this is all already falling into their piece. So Comey lying to the FISA court.
Peter Strzok and his buddies over there at the top of the FBI misled the FISA court.
Absolutely.
And did not tell the FISA court that this dirty dossier, which was unverified and salacious, was actually paid for by the subject of the reports political enemy.
Enemy.
Hillary Clinton.
And the reason they were able to do that is for what I just articulated. They knew with certainty that FISA records are never revealed, even if they result in criminal prosecutions.
So I don't blame FISA. I blame Peter Strzok for the people who, you know, took advantage of FISA. I understand what you're saying about FISA.
FISA has let them do this, and yeah. FISA has been just become an arm of these people.
No, Jim Comey let him do it.
People.
Jim Comey let him do it. Jim Comey even looked Brett Baer in the eye last spring and said, I don't know with certainty that the DNC and the Clinton campaign paid for that dossier. If you're running the FBI and getting a warrant on a member of a presidential campaign, you don't know that the information you're using to warrant was paid for by his opponent?
Well, either he was lying then to Brett, or he was a completely ineffective FBI director. I think he knew everything that was going on, and he lied to Brett.
I think he was very effective.
He was a very effective liar is what he was saying, basically. So, Jason Palatano, I disagree with him. That is strictly just a report. Totally disagree with him. I just, from everything I've read about Durham, that is not what they pay him for. That's not what he does. He is a major, major player here. Let's finish out this segment before we kind of get into these other pieces of information here. Let me do a news shorty from something that happened in Auburn yesterday.
We have breaking news in a deadly police shooting in Alabama. The suspected gunman, 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes, was taken into custody this morning. He is accused of killing one police officer and wounding two others. The incident happened last night at a mobile home park in Auburn. Police say the suspect opened fire when officers responded to a domestic disturbance. One of the injured officers is in critical condition.
Let me kind of tell you what I believe happened here from different reports that I picked up. You had a domestic disturbance call. You have three officers that show up, and they knock on the door, and then here comes a guy who sees that he knows the cops have been called. And he's there, and he's got a ballistic vest and a ballistic helmet, and as the report said, an AR-15. And so, if in doing this, they're knocking on the door, and he takes that AR-15 and points it at them, and they start scattering, and he starts shooting. Hits all three of the officers, kills one of them, and just basically mowed him down. Another officer got hit, and he had his weapon in his hand. He got hit in his arm, and then he drops the weapon. Another officer gets hit. And you got to remember, the officers are wearing bulletproof vests. Bulletproof vests against an AR-15 is nothing. And this guy's a National Guard guy, and so we don't know if this was his or if he checked it out for the National Guard, or he was about to be deployed, I understand, from another news report. But he shoots them, and then he runs to the back of the, goes out of the back door of the trailer, goes into the woods, and hides the AR-15. And they're out looking for him. They finally find him. He calls his dad to tell him what happened. I assume they pinged his phone and figured out who he was real quickly and pinged him. Then they basically find him, or he kind of turns himself in. They arrest him, and this guy's in deep, deep doo-doo. This guy has some serious problems, has had some problems like this for a while. This is not his first run-in with the law, but to all of a sudden level square off with the AR-15 on three police officers, and he actually called 911 and asked, was the officer okay? And the lady, the dispatcher said, well, I can't tell you that, but I can have an officer come out and meet you, and they can tell you. But he was showing concern for the officer that he just killed. And the other two he shot.
And this all started as a domestic dispute call?
Domestic violence call, yeah. Which is, we always talk about in the show, you know, two of the most dangerous, that's just your typical traffic stop, and that are your two most dangerous things that can happen out there. But thank goodness they got this guy in short order. I was thinking it was happening in the wee hours of the morning, but it really didn't happen late the night before. But
on Sunday?
On Sunday, right. Mm. And then it went into the wee hours of the morning that were there, but into the early hours of the morning. But thank goodness the Auburn Police Department reacted the way they did. But, man, this is not, you know, had a conversation with a mental health person and the chief yesterday talking about what can we do about people that have this kind of mental health issues that are there. How can the police officers be better served? And chief just kind of point blank told me that you're supposed to call mental health people, and the mental health people are supposed to show up and do an on-site interview, but they just don't show up. Hmm. So I'm going to try to be doing something to help with legislature and informing legislators to try to get that problem resolved, because folks, we have got a serious mental health issue in this country. Damn our show, we'll be back right after this brief break.
We talk about it every day. Seems your love don't wanna come out. I've been wrong so long and played little games. Just can't believe I could ever change. But I will for you and me. You see. Just let our love.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
My words go round and round and upside.
He's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's fantastic.
It's Bargaritaville, Saturday, May 25th from 4 in the afternoon until 8 in the evening. What? You never heard of Bargaritaville?
I know nothing. I am from Barcelona.
Well, let me tell you. It's the Memorial Day weekend party to end all Memorial Day weekend parties. Just bring a chair and a dish of your favorite food. Non-alcoholic beverages will be provided. But if you want something a little bit stronger and you don't mind sharing, bring it along. The Wetumpka Line Dancers will be there, and there'll be live music. For directions and to RSVP, call 334-279-7431. This event is co-sponsored by David Ernest from Ernest Financial, LLC. And I have it on good authority that Elvis might make an appearance. Don't miss Bargaritaville, Saturday, May 25th from 4 in the afternoon until 8 in the evening. In the words of our president,
I always call it massive. Sometimes they say huge.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
That's where we are. Before I get back to the phones here, let me go tell you guys about my good friend Dan Black, Dan Black Studios. Folks, if you've got some of these VHSs or betas, like I have some betas, if you've got those and you want to save them, you want to keep them forever and not have them deteriorate, then what you need to do is have them converted over to digital. And then put it up in the cloud for safety reasons and storage. And then you will have them forever. Dan Black Studio can do that for you. The other thing he can do for you, which is the latest thing that's going on right now, And that is, if you need a video done that talks about your business or service that you do or something that you want to kind of show people, then use Dan Black Studio Video Productions Department. I'm going to give you a telephone number, 334-440-7818. 334-440-7818. Let me tell you something that's different here. Dan Black is going to make the video pleasing to the eye. People think, well, I've got a video and I just made it off my phone. There's a big difference of doing it off your phone and doing it with a professional person that knows how to do the lighting and the look of it to make sure it's pleasing to the eye and you're communicating what you need to. Dan Black can do that. He's a professional. Give him a call, 334-440-7818. He is a longtime friend of mine. Give him a buzz. Let me go to the phones. Let me go to Billy. Billy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
I'm very good.
Great, great. You know, just a terrible situation happened there in Auburn yesterday.
Really?
And condolences go out to the families and of the slain officer and the ones that are injured. And you hit the nail on the head when you talked about our mental health in this state. And, you know, and unfortunately, if someone got to this guy and was able to maybe address and treat this guy for whatever depression he had, you know, maybe it could have been that this incident. And it's just terrible. You know, it's unfortunate that a lot of your mental health, that's the reason why now the Department of Corrections is in the situation it's in now. Because you'd be amazed at the mental health patients that are in our prison systems today. And they just stick them in there and forget about what they did. And they just keep them medicated, and that's it. I've seen it firsthand. And it's just terrible. It's a terrible way to address the situation that we currently have in our hands.
Yeah, let me tell you something. In talking to this mental health person on Sunday, was that Sunday? Yeah, that was Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, she was saying it's a real problem, and we're you know, probate judge is, they call the probate judge, they tell them what the problem is, and then the probate judge says, okay, we'll do a 72-hour hold on them. Then they get to the hospital, and because a mental health expert didn't do it, they end up letting the person go. And then it's also people that are very known to the community. It's not their first rodeo because they're not getting help.
Well, HBO had a special about 2 years ago about the same identical slip that you're talking about. And they showed this mother. She was pleading for her son before a judge not less than a week after he was brought home from Iraq. It was less than 72 hours after he got back. He was in New York City in the back of a cab, had a flashback, and put a 45 to the head of a Islamic taxi cab driver, you know? And, I mean, and the kid just got processed out of country. And it's just, you know, I think our military needs to do a better job of addressing this situation, because you have a lot of these kids, and that's what they are. They're kids. And they're sent over there, and God knows what they see and what they have to go through. And then when they come back, everybody expects them to be perfect, you know, just like we are. You know, we don't go through what these people have been through. And
life's traumatic enough just for me the way I live it. So.
Yes, and imagine compounding it when, you know, you got people with fully automatic weapons that just dearly want to kill you or blow you up. You know, and that's what a lot of our men and women had to deal with over there. And it's been brought to the limelight, but I honestly think it needs to be addressed more, especially by our military, and the process of these people in and out, and staying on, following up on these people. You know, the young man that killed this police officer in Auburn, you know, this was his second tour, third tour he was going back. There's no telling what he saw, you know, prior to the incident that happened yesterday. And I honestly think that there needs to be some follow-up with these men and women before, you know, when they get back to this country. Just a terrible situation.
It really is. It's It really is, and we can put some folks in. I don't want to pigeonhole anyone. I don't want to take anyone's rights away without due process. But if there's some people out there that need some help, and we can get them help, and we can hold them for 72 hours under an actual mental health system, then I think we'll do it just so we can help it, because we're trying to help the person. We're not trying to stop the person. We're not taking the person's liberties away. We're trying to help the person.
Exactly right, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I promise you, there's probably people out here listening on this that actually had their life spared or saved, because of this same that process. But it's terrible. And my thoughts and prayers go out to these men and to their families. But appreciate your show, Dan.
Thanks, Billy. Appreciate your telephone call. Let me go to the phones to go to Rodney. Rodney, kind of running out of time, but you're on, buddy.
Hey, guys. First thing I want to say is that I'm noticing a lot more people out here, Americans, are truly taking pride in their country. I see a lot of flags going up. I want to encourage more people to put up more flags to represent our country. To show that we love our freedom, we love our flag, and we love our president. And so let's get the flags up for Trump, and to heck with all the nonsense. Let's just move forward. Trump's working hard to make America greater than I think it's ever been. So let's keep moving forward with that. And all I got, guys, is I'm gearing up and getting ready for the holidays. I'm all about the flag in America, and I'm going to be full force all the way into the holidays, guys. I took some days off so I got them around my whole property, flags everywhere. So I'm flying like a proud American.
I like that, my friend.
So fly them flags. We show everybody how we love our freedom in our country. We love our flag, and we love our president. Go Trump.
Thanks, my friend. You have a great holiday. If I don't talk to you, but I have a funny feeling that I will.
I have a good day. You too, Joey.
You too, Roddy.
Thank you. Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back after our top of the hour. Oop, I forgot to mention Rebecca Motors on the Eastern Bypass and Preble location.
Yes.
How could I forget that, Joey?
I don't know,
because I tell you, the Brubakers are just such great people, great company here in Montgomery, doing so much for so many people. Great cars, great pricing, great service, great people at Brubaker Motors. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We'll be back after our top of the hour break.